You can find all of these books plus more if you go to semiretiredmd.com/books. And that's where we have our favorite books download available for you. And you can download it, and it's got mindset books, it's got business building books, it's got real estate books. Kenji and I read a lot every single year. It's part of how we continue to learn. And then we take our books and we apply them, and we actually start to change things because of all these books. But there are some really key core books that have made a huge difference in our lives besides these top 7 books.
Are you looking for opportunities to invest in passive real estate syndications? Join our exclusive community at FastFire Capital, where we're dedicated to bringing doctors and other high-income earners priority access to the best opportunities to invest in large multifamily and other types of commercial properties. Not only that, by being part of the community, you'll get exclusive access to webinars and Q&As, where you'll be able to raise your passive investing IQ. To join our community, go to semiretiredmd.com/syndication. Again, that address is semiretiredmd.com/syndication.
Are you dreaming of financial freedom? Don't wait for retirement to live on your terms. Zero to Freedom is our flagship online course and your 7-week guide to go from knowing nothing about real estate to confidently putting in your first offer on a cash flowing rental property. Join our course waitlist now for an exclusive $500 discount when you buy during the waitlist sale, and turn today's uncertain economy into your ticket to freedom. Visit semiretiredmd.com/ZTF and sign up today. Your future self will thank you.
Welcome to the Doctors Building Wealth Podcast, a place where we talk about the strategies, habits, and mindset that separate wealthy docs from those who are not. We're your hosts, Leyte and Kenji.
Welcome to the Doctors Building Wealth Podcast. Today, Kenji and I are really excited to be here to talk to you about our top 7 books of the last year that we've read, that are books that really have made an impact on us and we think are really worth reading for all of you. Now, if you're interested in getting links to these books and also seeing other books that are our favorite reads that are in business, mindset, real estate, be sure to go to semiretiredmd.com/books. And that's where you can have a free downloadable that are our favorite books. It'll give you lots of ideas. If you're going on vacation soon and you need a couple of really great reads, would definitely check out semiretiredmd.com/books. So we want to start out with one of our most impactful books this year, which was 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma. And this book, I was not expecting to be so impactful, to be honest. I've read previous things about morning meditations and morning routines and just not implemented them. But I think what was so key about 5 a.m. Club, so easy to read, really kind of gave us a lot of different frameworks. I would say almost too many different frameworks of possibilities that you could implement with a morning routine. But one of the ones that really spoke to me was his 20-20-20, which was 20 minutes of exercise, 20 minutes of meditation or journaling, and 20 minutes of learning. And that was a very easy thing for me to be able to implement and be able to have a structure to my mornings that allowed me to kind of get ahead and have things planned out and be able to come into the morning refreshed, having already done my workout, having already planned my day, and having already learned something that kind of filled my mind with ideas.
I think the 5 a.m. Club for me is really about prioritizing yourself. And I think what I see is a lot of people prioritize everybody else but themselves. But what you don't realize is that if you don't prioritize yourself, if you're not full, then it's really hard to give to others, which is what you're doing all day. But if you can come from a place of being full and fulfilled, then you're going to show up so differently. And so I think that that's what really it was for me. And I think people get hung up on, you have to wake up at 5 a.m. and you need to set aside that time. But what we've realized in practice, actually, it's more about setting aside that time. And it helps to do it in the morning to just really prime yourself for a really great day. And so both Leyte and I, as a result of that book, created these morning routines. And we have different morning routines and we do it differently. We focus on different things, but we do what works best for us and what fills our cup. And so that's what 5 a.m. Club meant to me.
Actually, I would also say for those of you who really love variety, I think that there's also possibility to work, like, for example, within that 20-20-20 framework. And so some days, you know, I might be on the Peloton. Some days I'll be doing strength training. So I have that variety I can build in for the period where I'm meditating. Sometimes I'll do Tony Robbins priming. Sometimes I'll do a meditation. I kind of also can create variety within that, because I think a lot of times when we think about a morning routine and we're doing the same thing over and over and over again, it can get a little bit boring. So I encourage you, to, like Kenji said, to find what works for you, but also know you can build in variety. So if you've been listening to the same meditation, doing the same meditation for a week or two, you should feel free to switch it up. And I think that's what's so great, is it's really about 1 hour and it's about 20 minutes. And that gives you a lot of variety, and it's not sticking you to something that you're doing for 4 hours and it takes up 90% of your day already and you just don't have any time, which I think can be the tendency for people to do when they're doing these morning routines and they're trying to add all these different things in. It's so simple, you can execute, and then you can build in variety to make it interesting. And like Kenji mentioned, you know, I think one of the huge priorities for me, or I know one of the huge priorities for me, is sleep and feeling well rested. And so there are times that we maybe do a Q&A late. And so I'm doing it a little bit later in the morning. Maybe I'm spending time with the kids, but instead of going to work and starting right at 8 a.m., I'm doing my 5 a.m. club work there. So I'm kind of being kind to myself and saying, you know what, I'm still doing the 5 a.m. club, but I'm going to prioritize getting 7.5 hours of sleep. And that's how I've chosen to do it. That works for me. The next book we wanted to talk about is The 12-Week Year. And this is such an incredible book to really help reinforce planning and also to give you structure so that every quarter is so much more productive than it may be. And actually, the selling point of this is every quarter is like a mini year. So you in one quarter, in 12 weeks, you're supposed to accomplish as much as you would in an entire year by splitting it up. And it's really about thinking about quarterly priorities, splitting them up into tasks and milestones, and then actually grading yourselves on how you're doing each week with making progress towards getting to your quarterly priorities with your milestones. And you actually give yourself a percentage grade on how much you got done the week before.
And for those of you who think of yourselves as not planner, that's how I thought of myself. I was like, I'm not a planner. It's just not how I operate, is how I thought of myself. And what I actually ended up doing over the past year after reading this book is claim that identity of I am a planner. And I'll tell you right now, it has been probably one of the most impactful things I have done in the last year. I've been told by my coach for years, she told me, you know, if you can incorporate planning into your life, you will be so much more productive. And she was 100%. And so this book really gave me the structure for how to better plan. And I really love breaking the year down into 12-week chunks, because 52 weeks from now is way out there. Whereas 12 weeks from now, I can do that. And I think that was probably one of the biggest things for me, was that I just couldn't think far ahead to 52 weeks. And 12 weeks was, for me, a lot more manageable.
It also really shows you how to put aside time in your calendar to make sure you're working towards your priorities. And then I'd also say another strength of it is it talks about accountability and the importance of accountability and how to set up accountability with WAM groups and things like that. So there are a lot of really valuable concepts out of the 12-week year. And just as a sidetrack, Kenji was just talking about identity. And I will say that we actually recently had a coach come in for our EB Pros, which are our mastermind group that are empire builders who really want to join an accelerator program and make a lot more progress that year. And what she said to them is, I'm an identity coach. And what that means is I help people develop multiple identities. And those identities are really the identities that they let drive that portion of what they're doing. And so if you have this identity of a planner and you decide to take that, then you put your planner in charge when you're doing your morning routine and you're planning out your 12-week year, and that becomes part of who you are. It's so powerful to make sure you execute. And same thing, if you're really building a real estate portfolio, if you have this identity of the real estate investor, and maybe you even name that individual, it's a part of you, and it's the person who drives the bus when you're talking to your property manager or you're talking to your agent. It's that confident real estate investor identity. It's not the same identity that you bring to your intimate relationship. And so you have that ability to create multiple identities and to use those identities as strength, just like Kenji did, saying to himself that I am a planner. The next book is Everyday Hero Manifesto. And I could say I love this book so much. I actually finished it and started reading it again right away, which has only happened a couple times. I think the other time I did that was Storybrand, which was a really great book. So Everyday Hero Manifesto, also by Robin Sharma, is the most beautifully written book. Like every sentence makes you want to cry. It's so profound and it's so well written. And it's just about everyday heroes, how everybody has within them this ability to be a hero, to show up and just deliver quality work and to do their best and to uplift everyone around them. And it's just got a lot of chapters that are really profound thoughts that Robin has had in doing a lot of mindset work and working with a lot of, or coaching a lot of really successful people. One of my favorite chapters is like things he wished he knew before he was 40. And there's just so much wisdom in it. And again, it's so beautifully written. I love the book and I plan on reading it again this year. Because, well, I will say, just like 5 a.m. Club by Robin Sharma, there are so many structures and tools that you can use to implement to make your life next level that reading it once is just not enough.
And this is a book I haven't read, but it made the list because you loved it so much. Yeah. But it is on my list for sure to read this year.
The next book is Profit First. And this is one that I think is really phenomenal for those of you building portfolios of real estate or businesses in general. And the idea with this one is really the idea of paying yourself first and kind of automating payments so that you are paying yourself as the owner of any bit of a business, but then also setting aside money for taxes and creating all these different buckets where you're going to put your money. And so you don't get into a situation where you see you have tons of money and you get kind of greedy and fat and happy is what I call it. And then you overspend. And so I really love this model. It's kind of a simple model that anyone can understand. And when you read his book, you really think about the fact that so many business owners get themselves in trouble by overspending and by looking at bank accounts and not setting up this very simple structure to make sure that money's coming out and going into different buckets and making sure that you're paying yourself as the owner. So I think it's a really great one for real estate investors and business owners in general.
And I wanted to really emphasize, you know, we've known so many business owners who don't pay themselves, who actually don't pull out profits from their business and invest it. And what happens is that they go from business to business and they're not actually accumulating wealth. They're just taking their business profits and they're just piling it into either their current business or when they sell, then they just take the proceeds and put it into the next business. Again, they're not building their wealth. And that's what you really want to do. It's a mistake that we've seen a lot of business owners make. They could be in business for 30 years and not have a lot to show for it at the end. When you daydream about your future, I'll bet it doesn't include you still working into your 60s and 70s. But unless you're actively taking steps to break the cycle of trading time for money, that's the future most of us face. Ignite Your Journey will lay out a roadmap to show you how to finally break that cycle and achieve true financial freedom. And it will show you how to do it in just 3 to 5 years, rather than the 20 or so it takes for traditional investments or saving in your retirement accounts. For more information, go to semiretiredmd.com/IYJ. This episode is brought to you by Dan Peck of Movement Mortgage. If you're an experienced investor, you'll know just how important it is to have a lender who knows how to work with investors. We've been working with Dan and his team for over 8 years now, and he's our go-to whenever we need a residential loan for our investment properties. Now, if you're new to investing, you might not know this, but your lender can sometimes be the difference between getting a great deal or completely missing out on it because your lender couldn't close the deal. Now, I did want to point out that Dan can help you not only with your investment properties, but also if you're looking to buy a primary residence or vacation home. So the next time you're looking for a residential lender, be sure to email Dan at srmd@movement.com to get a free consultation. And also let him know that you're part of the Semi-Retired MD community to get an exclusive discount on your next loan. Now back to the episode.
The next one is 10X is Easier Than 2X with Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. And we honestly love a lot of their books, The Gap and the Gain, Who Not How. They're really, really great. 10X is Easier Than 2X is also a really great one. And it really harkens back to one of our favorite books of all time, which is Gary Keller's The One Thing, which is all about prioritizing and focus. And this book is really saying that if you think 10X, if you think about a goal of yours and you really 10X it, then by doing that in your mind, it actually focuses you to the most important things that you're going to need to do to get to that crazy out there, hairy or audacious goal. And it makes things simpler because there are only a couple core things that you can do to be able to get there versus if you just 2X your goal, there's so many more things that are possible for you to do. And it's very easy to get kind of dragged into doing everything that the 10X is actually easier in a lot of ways than the 2X if you set your goals that way.
Just to give a real tangible example, when we do Zero to Freedom, our course on real estate, we see a lot of people set these smaller goals, you know, something that they think they can achieve. And the problem with that type of thinking is that they're basing that goal on what they think they can achieve based on their current abilities, knowledge, experience, relationships, but they're not seeing that they may have a completely higher level of all of those. They may have better relationships. They may have more knowledge. They may have more skills and experience. And so you're really kind of like prejudging. So what you really want to do is you want to set these bigger goals. And what you're going to end up doing is you are going to develop the right relationships. You're going to acquire the skills that are necessary. You're going to get that experience that you need in order to achieve the 10X as opposed to the 2X.
And one of the things I think we often fall into is when we're setting these 10X goals is say, I don't know how to do that. So I shouldn't set that goal. I should set a smaller one that seems more possible to achieve or easier to achieve. And the idea here is you don't have to know how to do it. You really do not. And I will tell you that a lot of the goals can be, and I set, we're not exactly sure how to do it, but we know a couple steps that we can take. And so we start with those couple steps and we get them done and then we adjust. And so even setting these goals, even though you may not know right now how you're going to do it, you may actually know how to do it 6 months from now. So don't let that hold you back from setting the goals. Just know you're going to use who, not how, and that you're going to be a different person with different skill sets, just like Kenji mentioned, 6 months from now, if you continue to grow and continue to take the next step in this process. And the goal is not about even getting there and achieving that goal. It's about that state of becoming, which we've talked about a number of times. You're becoming a different person because you set that huge goal and because you've worked towards it. And so a lot of times we don't achieve our goals, and that's okay, because the idea is it's pushed us a lot farther than we would have if we set a really small goal, and we have made a lot more progress and had a lot more growth because of it. The next book is Go For No, and this is actually a sales book. It's another fable. So just like the 5 a.m. Club is a fable, it's a really easy read because it's literally a story of a guy who goes and falls while golfing and kind of hits his head and then wakes up, meets his future version of himself. But this is such a great book that we've recommended to our EB pros, which is our mastermind group, because a lot of them are learning how to raise money. They're learning how to raise money for real estate deals. And there's so much fear about getting no's and about going out and bringing opportunities to people who may want to be passive investors, but they're not seeing it as going out and bringing opportunities to people. They're seeing it as selling, and they have so much fear about being rejected. And that's really one of the core fears that I think all of us as humans have. And this Go For No is all about collecting the no's and actually getting excited about as many no's as you can get. It's the same idea as any of the Stoic reading that you do, which is really each problem is a gift. It's a very much a parallel of each no is a really great thing to be celebrated, not feared. And I can't tell you how much of an effect it's had on our EV pros to be able to go out there and put themselves in an uncomfortable situation and actually celebrate when they're getting no's, because it means that they're going and talking to more people than they would have if they had a lot less no's.
And this is really great for me because, you know, I used to sell product to hospitals at one point in my life. And I remember that no was so hard to hear and it would really deflate me. And the great thing about this is that, you know, if I had read this book back then, it would have just kept me going. And on the flip side of things, when you get that yes, you kind of get complacent too. That's the other thing that the book talks about, where they're saying if you go for a no, even when you get that yes, you're not going to get complacent. You're going to keep going for more no's and you're going to keep going and get more yeses eventually. So I think that that was also for me another great lesson.
The next one, which we would be remiss if we didn't talk about, is our book called Life on Your Terms. And that is really, again, written as a fable, and partially because I love these fable reads. They're so easy to read. And I'm a huge fan of Patrick Lencioni. I'm sure many of you have heard us talk about his books in the past. And Patrick Lencioni always writes his books as fables. And I feel like the stories just stick with you and they come up later on where you remember the story and then it helps you really execute on the ideas behind it. So Life on Your Terms is a story of a doctor couple, a dual physician couple, and then also a physician and his college professor wife. And the physicians are all hospitalists and they're kind of going along doing a lot of the things that we've all been taught to do, like invest in your 401k, save your money. But of course, then the doctor lifestyle kind of creeps in. And what happens is the dual physician couple, they decide to invest in real estate. They decide to create another source of income outside of medicine. So they are going to have that freedom in the future. It tells the story of them going through their journey across 5 years. Talks about buying their first property. It talks about building their team. It talks about all of the challenges that they go through. And we added a lot more challenge than you probably would normally see just to make it very interesting and to show the possible things that can happen and how they deal with it with their mindset. So there's a lot of information about how to build a real estate portfolio, but there's a lot of mindset in there. And it's really an engaging, easy read because it's written as a story. So I think it's a really great book for those of you who have taken Zero to Freedom and maybe have started to build your portfolio, because you will find pearls in there that you maybe forgotten or maybe just are presented a different way for you that you really understand it and are able to apply it in a different way than you have before. Those of you completely new to real estate investing who just want to see a pattern of how this is even possible. How does someone go from owning no real estate through building a portfolio that brings in multiple six figures a year of cash flow? How do you save on taxes? How do you actually do this as a busy couple who have a lot of other responsibilities? How do you invest out of state? All of that stuff is in there. And then I think it's really a fun read for those of you who are advanced investors as well, because now you get to see a pattern of how people can build their real estate portfolio over time with 1031 exchanges and cash out refis, and all those pieces are in there as well.
And even if you've read the book, I might suggest sharing with somebody who might be burnt out, who may be kind of at this crossroads and trying to figure out what is their next step. And I think it could be really inspiring for them to potentially take those steps that will significantly change the trajectory of their life.
So there you have it, our top 7 books of the last year that we've read. So 5 a.m. Club, 12-Week Year, Everyday Hero Manifesto, Profit First, 10X is Easier Than 2X, Go for No, and Life on Your Terms. You can actually find all of these books plus more if you go to semiretiredmd.com/books. And that's where we actually have our favorite books download available for you. And you can download it and it's got mindset books, it's got business building books, it's got real estate books. Kenji and I read a lot every single year. It's part of how we continue to learn. And then we take our books and we apply them and we actually start to change things because of all these books. But there are some really key core books that have made a huge difference in our lives besides these top 7 books. And so we really encourage you to check out semiretiredmd.com/books to be able to get that download. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Doctors Building Wealth Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and give us a 5-star review, and we'll see you next time. The Doctors Building Wealth Podcast provides information only and does not provide any financial, legal, tax, medical, or psychological services or advice. You are responsible for your own financial, physical, mental, and emotional well-being, decisions, choices, actions, and results. You should contact a professional if you have any specific questions about your unique situation.